murder mystery lover sells clues in the mail. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome back, I should say. In this week's first $1,000 segment, meet a crime fiction fan who builds their own detective-for-hire game, complete with weekly mailed clues and online reveals. Find out how she uses her storytelling skills, along with a few vintage stationery props, to turn curious readers into paid participants. This story, of course, is about how somebody makes their first $1,000 with a new idea. How do they go from idea to income? How might they go beyond $1,000? We touch on that a bit too, usually, but the whole focus is how you can go from that basic idea, like here's a service, here's a product, how might I actually make money from it? So let's hear today's version of that. Her name is Angela. Going to pass the mic to her. I'll be back at the end with a few brief words of wrap up.
I've always been hooked on crime fiction. As a teenager, I inhaled every Agatha Christie novel I could find, daydreaming about cracking cases alongside Sherlock Holmes. Even now, after a long day at my data entry job for a healthcare company, I curl up with the latest detective thriller. I never imagined my reading obsession could bring in extra cash, until I attended a murder mystery dinner party in Chicago. Seeing how much people loved solving a story firsthand made me wonder, could I build a more extended, interactive version? Within a week, I'd sketched out a concept, an 8-week mystery series where participants would play detective to solve a case. I'd mail physical evidence, handwritten letters, coded notes, maybe a fingerprint, and run a private online forum for players to ask questions, in character, of course, and compare theories. I created a fictional missing person scenario with multiple suspects, cryptic diary entries, and scattered evidence. I spent evenings writing story arcs, forging newspaper clippings, and designing vintage-style postcards. For realism, I bought thrift store stationery, aged the paper with coffee, and typed up official police reports using a free template. I invested about $200 in materials before landing my first customer. Starting small, I pitched the idea to my crime fiction book club. They were intrigued and agreed to pay $50 for the full 8-week experience, including weekly mailings, email updates, and a private Facebook group. 9 people signed up right away, bringing in $450 before I'd even mailed the first clue. Suddenly, it felt real, and I realized how important it was to stay ahead on content. Encouraged by the beta run, I refined the storyline based on feedback. Some clues were too vague, and players wanted more interaction. I then launched a simple Shopify page, calling the project Mystery Mail, Detective for Hire, and posted teaser photos on Instagram, tagging mystery reading hashtags. Over the next month, 12 more people signed up, and I crossed $1,000 in total revenue. Packaging envelopes each week and imagining participants opening them was a thrill. Lessons learned. 1. Logistics and time management. Mailing weekly clues meant coordinating printing, packaging, and shipping schedules carefully. 2, consumable props. Adding small keepsakes like puzzle pieces or coded keychains raised costs, but also boosted perceived value. 3, engagement. People liked interactive elements, though Zoom Q&A sessions, office hours with the detective, weren't as exciting as I'd hoped. 4, pricing. $50 was fair for the beta, but with testimonials, I realized I could and should charge more in future series. Once the process smoothed out, it felt like producing a TV miniseries, releasing a new episode each week. The Detective for Hire angle made it feel like a bigger, more personal story world than typical murder mystery kits. Now I'm planning a second series around an art theft with new characters on social media and potential partnerships with local escape rooms. Hopefully no more midnight envelope stuffing. I'm grateful I acted on the spark at the dinner party, turning my love of detective stories into a creative, profitable side hustle.
Hey, Angela, thanks so much for sharing your story. I'm always amazed at all the different ways people can make money through creative projects, creative ideas, turning those ideas into services and products. And remember, listeners, there's something out there that you can do. That's what the podcast is all about. If you have a question, if you have an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. There are notes pages for every episode. This was 3,110, 3110. You can download the complete archives of the podcast at sidehustleschool.com. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter, some other resources, all completely free as always. And of course, you can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for now, but stay tuned for more. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.